So we're going to be talking about Conversation Starters 2019 Temperature Rising, which is a weekend of art, discussion, action, or responding to our rapidly changing climate. This weekend, set against the backdrop of the Janet Lawrence After Nature exhibition at the MCA, there we are presented with an eclectic program inviting participants to learn about a low-waste lifestyle, hear from advocates of social justice, save a t-shirt from fast fashion, and so much more. On the line to talk us through the program in a little bit more detail is curator Yael Filipovic. Good morning, Yael.
Good morning.
So this is the third iteration of Conversation Starters. Can you give our listeners a little bit of a background about what Conversation Starters is if they haven't been in the past?
Yeah, the program is really about bringing different types of people of all ages, so kids, families, adults, seniors, all together to talk and have meaningful conversations about current issues. So in the past, we looked at topics such as decolonization, truth, and politics. And this year, we're talking about the really important conversations around the climate crisis.
Yes, which I think is a very important issue to discuss at great length. And in unpacking that issue, you've got a huge program of events, workshops, performances, and pretty much everything in between. Can you give us a little bit of a highlight reel? Obviously, some stuff is already over as it started today, but what is kind of on the program to look forward to?
Yeah, we've got amazing things happening. We have some great films that people can drop into throughout the weekend. Specifically tomorrow morning at 10:30, we have a film Undermined, which is about the Kimberley community and their fight against mining in their area. It's a really beautiful film. We've also got family workshops, so people can drop into our t-shirt making space or our weaving space, where we're talking about 100% no waste workshops, which is all made from recycled materials that actually staff at the MCA brought in to make sure that we were running a sustainable program. Okay. So it's all been sourced from our team. And so you can make a tote bag from a t-shirt. You can jump into our Junkyard Beats percussion and recycling music family workshop. You can weave for the week. The Reef, which is a weaving workshop with recycled plastic. There is a lot happening.
Yeah, 100%. And what I really like about the program, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, is that it's targeted not for a specific audience, but for families and for everything in between. Why did you choose to make it such an open kind of platform?
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about important issues for us, it's about really thinking about this impacts everyone today. And so it doesn't really matter how old you are. We should all be talking about the climate crisis. And so finding different ways that we can do that, whether that is a family workshop or a panel discussion or a musical performance, like that was really important to us so that everyone can get comfortable into something that they're interested in and they can get involved. And for us, that's how we see what the climate movement is all about as well. You know, we just had this morning an amazing panel discussion by young people who all been striking, and they just held, you know, they're all under 18 young people going out and making change happen. And I think that's really what we need to be inspired by.
100%. So the last election was seen as a loss for climate. So in a time where we often feel a little bit hopeless in regards to climate action and climate change, what value or role can contemporary art play in the instigation of action?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's really about getting people to come together. The way that we're most powerful is when we work together as a community, and when we do feel, you know, really depressing news all the time, coming together is really what's going to make a difference. And so contemporary art is a way to start a different type of conversation, bring inspiration and bring people back together again to have these conversations. And so we're hoping that through our program, people can get empowered and kind of pick up back the momentum post-election to continue to really come together. And, you know, if there's nothing else that you could do, just talking to one person about climate change is actually extremely powerful.
One thing I'm really interested about as well, so obviously thematically there's a lot of in contemporary art, there's a lot of climate issues being explored. But what role do you think major institutions like the MCA have in kind of starting this conversation, which you are obviously now doing at the MCA?
I think it's so important, you know, us as an organization, we really made that decision that we were going to prioritize this conversation this year, because it's necessary and we all need to do our part. And so for us, this is a way of us doing our part and really bringing people to join us on that journey. And we have things that we also need to keep going. We've started at the museum a sustainability group. We're putting in place some policies to ensure that our internal practices are also addressing sustainability. So we're really looking at it from so many different angles on both internal processes, but then also how do we engage conversations with our audiences?
Yeah, so something you've mentioned a few times now is the idea of wanting to start a conversation, which obviously is fitting considering the name of the program. But why do you think, why is that the central focus for change in your view?
Yeah, we're working with one guest called Anna Rose in our program. She's running some workshops called How to Talk About Climate Change, which is all about how do you have a conversation with a climate denier. And when I was talking with her in the very early months of designing the program, she really inspired me by saying, you know, sometimes people get a bit overwhelmed and they feel like they can't have an impact on climate change, that they're just one person. What could they possibly do? And her response to that is that we all have our networks. We're all connected to friends, to family, to your taxi driver. You know, we all have our networks that we're in, and that our networks is actually the most powerful thing that we have in our lives. And through just talking in our networks about what we believe in, our values, we can actually make huge change to ensure that this continues to be something that is addressed, and that people make small changes in their lives to live more sustainably. And so that really sparked for us the entire program in terms of offering workshops that gives people new skills, and then offering spaces for conversation so that we can start using our networks to the most of our abilities.
100%. I couldn't agree more. I think it's really great to combine both skills and conversation to give people a more practical sense of, you know, what they can do.
Absolutely.
And so this is happening pretty much right now. Can you tell us what, if we went down to the MCA in the next hour or so, what we might be able to do there?
Yeah, absolutely. We have amazing drop-in workshop spaces. So as I mentioned, you can do a bit of plastic weaving with us, learn a new skill, talk about the importance of stop using one-use plastic. We also have a t-shirt recycling drop-in space. So you can bring in your old t-shirt or you could use one of ours. Obviously all very clean, and you can turn that t-shirt into a tote bag or a plant hanger. We also have some workshops happening today with Cornersmith, where you can jump in and learn how to do no-waste cooking. And we have an amazing panel this afternoon at 2 p.m. about art and science coming together and what is the role of artists working with scientists today to address climate change. So that's at 2 p.m.
Wonderful. So thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with the weekend.
Thank you so much.
No problem.